In this video, I'm going to rank every single Fortnite weapon that has a corresponding Nerf Blaster from worst to best. To be clear, I am not ranking the Nerf Blasters themselves, I'm just ranking the weapons in Fortnite that happen to have a corresponding Nerf Blaster, right? I thought this would be a fun way to rank a unique group of weapons that honestly would otherwise never be on the same list with one another. If you want me to rank every single Fortnite Nerf Blaster, yeah, I'm going to need a Nerf sponsorship, bro. It's that simple. For those of you in my comment sections who say that I will run out of ideas for things to rank, yet that will never happen. If you do go on to enjoy this video, be sure to leave it a like, use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop, and yeah, let's get into this one. It's gonna be a fun one. Alrighty, folks, we've got 27 weapons to rank here, so the ones at the bottom, you know, I'm gonna go by pretty quickly. They're pretty uninteresting. At that number 27 spot is the Six Shooter, and the Nerf version is called the 6SH. I'm very creative, right? I will say, I am very happy making this video because I was such a Nerf kid. Like, I love Nerf so much. Like, my entire block, we used to have Nerf Wars, so yeah, making a video involving Fortnite and Nerf is very close to me, but unfortunately, the Six Shooter ruins all the good vibes because this gun sucks. It's not a weapon that I would recommend taking under any circumstances, and yeah, there are genuinely 26 other items that are better than this one on this list. At my number 26 spot is the Scoped Revolver, and its Nerf version is the SR. This weapon also is very bad. In fact, I actually just ranked every single revolver, so yeah, go check that video out if you haven't. But yeah, honestly, this is a weapon that I wouldn't recommend taking under many circumstances. A scope revolver just doesn't really need to exist, and yeah, we can honestly just move on to the next spot. At number 25 is the suppressed pistol. Its Nerf version is the SPL and the SPR. The suppressed pistol, which I will say is an underrated weapon, still cannot be any higher up on this list. Again, it's a weapon that you probably just take early game and then drop mid game and late game for something better. I don't know about you guys, I'm done finding this thing in supply drops, and yeah, suppressed pistol is nothing crazy. At number 24 is the grappler, and the Nerf version is the micro grappler. To my knowledge, this is the only mobility item on this list, which makes it really difficult to rank for me, and I feel like the grappler has seen better days. You just don't get that many uses, and with all the new mobility items that are coming out currently in the game, the grappler unfortunately just falls behind. This item really sees its most use in Fortnite Reload, but the grappler on its own, I just didn't really know where to put it on this list. And at the end of the day, let's be honest, although it's an OG item, it's a pretty underwhelming mobility item now. At number 23 is going to be the flare gun. Its Nerf version is the flare. How creative. And it's a weird weapon. It's not even really supposed to be used as a weapon. It is your good recon item. And I feel like back in the day, right, the flare gun was good. But now with the new recon items we're seeing, especially like the, you know, recon mask we have in Chapter 6, Season 3, that is just infinite recon all the time. Whereas the flare gun, you only get a handful of uses and then it's done for good. I feel like that just hurts the flare gun, honestly. But at the end of the day, recon, right, you're never going to complain about that. Moving on to number 22, that is the Flintknock, and its Nerf version is also called the Flintknock. And yeah, look, we all love the Flintknock. It's very fun to use, but practically it's not the best weapon out there. It's gimmicky, right? Like, it saves you from fall damage. It'll send someone back if you hit them. It'll send you back if you hit them. You can kill yourself from fall damage. I've done it plenty of times with the Flintknock. I don't know, to me it's one of those things where it's like, if I find a Flintknock or a regular pistol on the ground, which one am I gonna take? Honestly, I'm probably gonna take the regular pistol. At number 21 is the SMGE and the SMGL, or the TAC Sub. I guess I should specify here that I'm ranking these weapons based on, you know, their current state in the game, because really that's all I have to go off of, and it's just like how I would rank any other weapon on any other Fortnite list I make. And the current version of the TAC Sub is incredibly weak. Like, it really is. The OG version, like the one that's actually currently in Fortnite OG, is really, really good. But currently this thing sucks. Like, I hate to say it, but this weapon is not good anymore. At number 20 is the suppressed SMG, and its Nerf version, for some reason, is called the SMG Zesty. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just as confused as you are. If anyone has a reason why it is called that, please let me know in the comment section. There has to be a reason for that. It's a mid SMG, truthfully, right? Like, it's in the middle of the road. It's not great. It's not terrible. It'll get work done sometimes, but it's not going to be the SMG you're going to take into endgame with you. And yeah, I think we can all agree on that. At number 19 is the drum gun. Its Nerf version is the DG. And unfortunately, the drum gun has seen a crazy fall from grace from what it used to be, right? I've actually done a whole entire revisitation of the history of the drum gun, so go check that video out. The drum gun in, you know, early chapter one, this thing's unbelievable. It would be within the top five on this list, but the current standing of the drum gun with a ton of bloom, very low damage, a lot of recoil, just not good, especially when we have so many great mythic versions of the drum gun. The base one just doesn't stand up to those. And number 18 is Tiantina's Kaboombo, which the Nerf version goes by the same name. And I honestly cannot remember the last time that I ranked Tiantina's Kaboombo. boom bow. And honestly, I think I'm just not a fan of bows in general, unless it's the boom bow or the mechanical shockwave bow. I think the thing that I don't like about the kaboom bow is you have those five uses, and yes, while it is infinite, you only have those couple uses before you have to wait for it to recharge, whereas something like the boom bow does more damage, and you can also use it, you know, unlimited basically, right? Because you have so many shotgun shells anyways. Let me know in the comment section down below though what you guys think of this pick, because I'm really interested to hear your guys' thoughts on the kaboom bow. My number 17 spot is the Deagle, specifically the purple and legendary version, because its nerf version is called the HCE, or the hand cannon epic, and then the HCL, the hand cannon legendary. Anytime in this list you hear a nerf version that ends with E or L, it's obviously epic and legendary. Look, like, I don't really know what else to say about the Deagle that I haven't said in other videos already. Slow firing, heavy hitting, everyone loves the Deagle, but I think there are better pistols on this list, and that's all it really comes down to. And one of those weapons at the number 16 spot are the purple dual wheel pistols. The nerf version is the DPE. Yeah, look, honestly, if I had the dual pistols in front of me right next to the Deagle, which one am I taking? I'm taking the dualies. I think the dualies are a criminally underrated weapon. They are so good. They're absolutely so powerful. Very accurate, huge headshot damage, just good damage in general. I think you're seeing with the kill switch revolvers in chapter 6 season 3 how powerful certain dual wheel pistols can be. And yeah, I honestly think the purple dualies are just underrated. And my number 15 spot is the Storm Scout Sniper, which goes by the same name in its nerf version. And the Storm Scout is a weapon that I feel like over the years has kind of grown on me a little bit, right? Obviously, getting to know where the next zone is really helpful. I mean, there's literally entire augments that have that ability. I think what's really crucial about this sniper that goes underrated is in its current version, it can one-shot headshot. That is really good for a sniper that is not a bolt action. They really don't make snipers like this anymore, and honestly, it's really good all around. The only reason it's kind of low is just that body shot damage, right? You're looking at below 90 damage in the purple version and 90 damage on the dot in the legendary version. And my number 14 spot is what Nerf calls the LP. This is actually the legendary pistol, but you can clearly tell from the design that this is the chapter 2 legendary pistol, and this weapon is so underrated. This is a top tier pistol. It is one of the best pistols of all time. I kind of like to think about it as like, it feels like it was the tactical pistol before that weapon came up. Again, like, this was a weapon that was shredding people at AR range, got a great fire rate, almost no bloom. It's just an underrated pistol in my opinion. And number 13 is the grenade launcher, or the GL in the nerf version. And the grenade launcher is a weapon that is kind of confusing, I feel like. In solos, the use case is just really not there most times. But in your team-based game modes, that is where you really get the good value from the grenade launcher. And it can be unbelievable in certain situations, and in other situations, just totally unusable entirely. And so yeah, if you're a fan of the grenade launcher, I could see you putting it a couple spots higher than this. And I will say, switching the grenade launcher to being, you know, shooting contact grenades instead of those grenades that bounce around and wait to explode is a huge buff to this weapon. Moving on to number 11, that is the hunting rifle. Its nerf version is the HR. And again, the hunting rifle, you know, I talked about it recently when I ranked every single OG weapon. It's just a weapon to me that I just don't like for some reason. Look, it's probably just a skill issue, but I feel like I'm just so much better off with a bolt action in my hands instead of a hunting rifle. With that being said though, this weapon can one-shot headshot, and some people like the fact that it doesn't have a scope on it, especially those trick shotters where you get incredibly accurate hipfire accuracy. Again, it's another weapon that I really see why people do enjoy it. It's just not for me, and it's a weapon that could easily sneak into the top 10 spot on this list. But at that number 10 spot is the Heavy Sniper. Its nerf version is called the Heavy SR, and call me crazy for putting this right, because honestly, the Heavy Sniper used to be my favorite Fortnite weapon in history, but then they nerfed it so much over and over again. And remember, the current version of the Heavy Sniper, the one we are talking about, is just kind of overrated. In its peak, this weapon used to be doing 157 damage a shot with a structure damage of 1,100. That means you are basically one-shotting any wall in the entire game. Compare that to the current version of the Heavy Sniper, where in the same rarity, you're doing 132 damage, which yes, is good damage, but only structure damage of 165. That is pitiful. And what made the Heavy Sniper so good was that you could just jump into someone's box by one-shotting their wall. Well, now in certain material types, you can't do that, and you have a slow reload, right? A painfully slow reload. And honestly, I just think you're better off just using the bolt and trading off that 20 or so damage in exchange for that much, much quicker reload time. Again, let me know your guys' thoughts in the comment section on this, but I think the Heavy Sniper rifle is just not good anymore. And my number number 9 spot is the infantry rifle, or the IR, and the infantry rifle is a really good weapon. So many pros absolutely love this thing. It's a more, you know, high skill AR, I would argue, than, you know, something like the regular blue AR or the SCAR, but you are rewarded with big time damage, great first shot accuracy, and like I said, there's a reason why the pros love this weapon, because if you have good accuracy, it's just ding ding ding, they're done. Especially once you start getting up into those purple and legendary versions, this thing is special, I'm telling you. And my number 8 spot is the bolt action.